Into our first of two guest interview segments this morning during Sports Friday today, and a couple of student athletes out of Star Valley High School joining us today. Seniors at Star Valley High School, that's Cammy Merritt and Kale Klinger this morning. Cammy, Kale, good morning. How are you guys today?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, doing well.
Guys, thanks for coming in. We appreciate you taking a little bit of your time because your time is getting short at high school. You guys were just kind of joking about how many hours you had left in your high school career. And I guess that's where I want to start. Do you guys kind of look back and realize, oh, yeah, my high school track career is over? And do you think back to when you were a little skinny freshman and think back to what you were thinking then and have some reflection on the whole thing?
Yeah, for sure. It's definitely bittersweet because it's nice to move on and do different things, but you also know that you accomplished a lot and had all those goals when you were younger. So it's kind of sad to see it go by, but it's also nice to look back and see what you accomplished.
How about you, Cammy? Same question.
I don't really know if it's hit me yet. Like, I've looked back a little bit, but I'm like, I don't think it's hit me yet.
Still just enjoying the moment,
yeah.
Right? Still just enjoying the moment. Well, let's talk about the track and field season. You guys both had great showings during the state event over the weekend. Cammy, let's start with you. A couple All-State events, earning All-State in a couple of events. Remind our listeners what events you compete in and how it went for you.
So I ran the 300 hurdles, and I got second with a new PR and a new school record. And then I got second in the 200 also. And a new PR and a new state record, or a new school record. And then we ran the 4x1 and we got fifth, I think. And then in the 200, I got seventh, or the 100, I got seventh.
Now you mentioned some of those individual finishes. The girl that finished ahead of you just happened to be like breaking these crazy state records. I mean, yeah. You could have won the whole thing, but it just happened to be this year that she was running. So, but school records, congratulations. What's that like to have your name at the top of that list in Star Valley history now?
You know, it's different. Like, it's awesome. Because, like, as a freshman, you never think that you're going to be there, but it's awesome.
Okay, let's talk about your jumping career, because I have to bring this up. I went to school with your dad, and I've made this joke before. I just incorrectly assumed everybody could jump that high growing up. And so you've had a great mentor, and obviously your mom is a terrific athlete as well, both collegiate athletes. Talk about kind of growing up in that type of household and then putting your own stamp on what you've been able to do during track and field.
It obviously does give me an advantage to have those people there, my parents, to not only support me but teach me and mentor me. It's kind of gives me the upper hand in things, but at the same time, it also does put a lot of pressure on you to perform. So it was nice through track to kind of pave my own way and follow in their footsteps, but also not have to be who they are and just compete for me. So it was really nice to have them there. But yeah, like I say, just competing for me and trying to accomplish everything I could separate from who they are. So it was nice.
Tell us about your personal goals that you had going into this season, Kale, with kind of that you just mentioned, trying to forge your own path and be your own jumper. What were your goals?
So in indoor, I won the 3A state champion in the high jump and broke the 3A indoor state record. So I was kind of hoping to ride that wave all the way through the season and just compete as well as I could and hopefully get a few more PRs and walk away content with it all.
Awesome.
Cammy, let's talk about you. We've had you in here a few times, sometimes with other teammates from like your relay team. I go back to the Goggle Girls, that thing you guys ran. But we haven't talked enough about, I think, the 300 hurdles, which I think has got to be one of the hardest events to run. People always talk about the 400 as a sprint and how hard it is. Well, this is just a little shorter, but now you're having to jump all the way through it. Talk about that and what you do to and what you have done to kind of work your way into where you were able to have your fastest time on the last weekend.
A lot of it is, like, it's not a super hard race. Like, it is hard, but I think it's more of a mental thing. Because, like, if you're mentally not in it as soon as you get in the blocks, your race is over, basically.
When you look back at your high school career as a student athlete, what are some things that stand out to you as some of the high moments, some of the best times as a student athlete for the Braves?
Definitely one of them was winning state last year. That was an awesome experience to have. And then just like the team, the 4x1 is my favorite just because it's more of like a team event than an individual event.
Very cool. Kale, how about you?
Yeah, I think it's got to be the team. I mean, it's super cool to compete and win and be successful in that, but the memories you make with your teammates and the experiences you have just being there are worth more than anything.
Let's talk about how you guys have grown from, you know, like, as I said, kind of entry level track athletes or people who are just getting started to the point where the last couple of years now you've been kind of the leaders of the team and what legacy you tried to lead for maybe the kids that are coming back next year.
It's honestly all about culture. We have in Star Valley huge wrestling and football cultures. So it's just trying to create one of those, create diehard fans in the track team, kids who will come out and do indoor and outdoor every year. Just try to make it fun for them and try to help them be successful so they can do the same to the younger classmen.
Cammy?
Kind of the same thing, just making sure that it's like another family. Because sometimes the team sports, it gets a little crazy, but track and field is fun because it's individual and you can just be friends with everybody and not have to be cutthroat for a spot.
Cammy Merritt and Kale Klinger in studio, Star Valley High School seniors and track and field athletes. Congratulations again to both of you on a fantastic career and season. What's next for both of you as you look at graduation next week? What are your plans, Cammy?
I'm going to run at Colorado Mesa University. So that's where I'm going.
I took an academic scholarship to Utah State University, and I'm currently trying to work out walking onto their track program.
Very cool. Congrats, you guys. Thanks for coming in. Best of luck. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Of course, that again is Cammy Merritt and Kale Klinger in studio with the Star Valley High School track and field team. Coach Ty Draney in studio as well. Coach, let's get you on up here and slide in front of that microphone and have you brag about these two seniors that you've had and tell us what they've meant to your program over the years.
Yeah, oh, man. I think as a coach, a lot more mixed feelings there, you know, to be there day after day after day and you see them progress and grow and, you know, work through the bumps and bruises. You know, I'm especially proud of these two. They've been able to kind of forge their own way. You know, I looked to seriously see if we could find some sort of redshirt year for Kale when he missed that year with the knee injury and things like that, but watch Cammy just keep battling and keep battling and keep battling and super proud of them, you know, and they probably feel like they do a little bit at home, that they're ready to get out of the nest and have someone else bug them about life and track and those other things besides Coach Draney. But it's one of the rewarding things that we do with coaches as coaches as we see them, you know, these athletes move on, not only those that continue to be athletes. You know, we've had kids like that have had incredibly successful springs in track programs, other places, NAIA schools, Division III schools. I think Pete's running steeplechase division race today to try to make it to the big show in Eugene, and those are super rewarding. But what's also rewarding is seeing them move on and be good parents and find their passion in life and just kind of take life by the horns and I really enjoy staying in touch with them and checking in on them and seeing them as they take on life.
Coach, you're probably sick of talking to me. We talk all the time for three different seasons over the course of the year. But let's talk about, you know, Kale brought up culture. And the first thing I thought of as well, Coach Draney and his staff has worked really hard to create this running culture, this track and field culture. Let's talk about that process, because you always talk about embracing the process and the hard work. And as well as any coaches I've ever seen, you guys seem to really look at the hard work as an opportunity rather than something to be avoided. So I just want to talk about how you establish the culture.
First of all, great coaches and staff that I work with. You know, the Kale referred to the success of the football program. We got a bunch of those guys in there, and I think it's just selling the idea that hard work and fun aren't mutually exclusive, right? And I'm always reminding them that I've been on a few fire truck rides over the years and still not tired of it yet. Hopefully there's a few more out there. And you know, especially as we've kind of bounced back and forth between divisions, you know, to truly appreciate the level of competition, you know, that when we're in Casper this spring, if you'd have told me we've always had our share of bad weather over there for the state meet, but the wind this year was hurricane force winds nearly. We had, you know, 55, 60 mile an hour gusts, and to watch things like our boys 4x1 set the school record, to watch, you know, be just records that some of them made sense. A huge tailwind in the 100 kind of makes sense, but 4x1, someone still got to run into that wind, right? And so see them kind of embrace that and step up to compete. And it took performances, you know, we didn't have as many individual titles as we had hoped, but it took record-breaking performances to beat us, right? And I just hope they remember that, and someday that'll be enough, and they're proud of their efforts. And like I say, hopefully that will trickle down to some of our other athletes as we look to build some depth and do some things in the future.
Coach, when you talk about all the fire truck rides you've had and the culture, the program that you're building, double-digit seniors have committed to collegiate athletics from this class of 2024 this year, most of them coming from some of your programs, track and field athletes, runners. Why is that? How has it been so successful to not only find success at the high school ranks, but have all these students breaking, every year we're breaking school records with Coach Ty Draney? What's happening that's making it so successful?
Oh, it's always the Jennies and Joes more than the X's and O's, right? I think our biggest job is finding the right kids and getting them in the right events and convincing them that, you know, to get them to see their potential as well as we see their potential. And sometimes that's a hard thing, you know. I'm always telling them the only way to get experience is to have experiences, and so we just try to line those up and get these kids to in the right opportunities and the best places to compete with some of the best people in the nation. I think the biggest feather in our cap is when they're done, I guess, if they want to go on, at least they don't hate it, right? That we haven't ruined the sport for them, and so they're still looking for some more opportunities to see what they can achieve.
Well, Coach Draney, what is next? Not that you don't get to have a few days off as you get started something else, but
I already had those. So oh, okay. I already had my days off. So
you're allotted 2 days off for the year. What is up next? Obviously, this fall sports down the road just a little bit, but not that far down the road. But what are you working on next?
Well, already we're working on. We'll have the school schedule this year, having 2 full weeks after state track. Sometimes it's days, right? But we've got cross country camp coming up that very first week. We got a handful of kids that are going to go to Nike Nationals in Eugene. Anyway, so yeah, June's kind of blown up. It's all good stuff, but hopefully we'll have some good weather. I know they're resurfacing the track for us this year. It's worn out, so we got to figure out how to get stuff shuffled around so kids can still practice. And the merry-go-round doesn't slow down very much, but I'm proud of these guys, and it's a fun thing to be a part of.
Coach Ty Draney, Star Valley High School track and field, and two of his graduating seniors, Cammie Merritt and Gail Klinger, in studio today. Thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it.